Our charity of the week, all this week, is Beach Buddies, and there's very good reason for it. Bill Dale, you're 20 years old.
If only.
I mean, this is quite the landmark for you when you think, as we were hearing, it all started with a dog walk, and now how many volunteers later?
Right, well, I'm a journalist, and journalists are obsessed with statistics, so thank goodness I kept numbers from day one. Because at the moment, we have had over 21,000 different volunteers since we started. Because I've just kept a record of all the new volunteers. In terms of volunteer hours, it's into hundreds of thousands of hours. Hundreds
of thousands. That's extraordinary. And it's a huge mix of people as well, for all ages.
Absolutely. And it's motivated largely by children, because we spend a lot of time talking in schools. And then we've said this many times, the children go home and educate the parents. And I've seen lots of children come along who I recognise their face. You know, you've been to a school during the week and they brought mum and dad on a Sunday morning. And you can look in the faces of mum and dad and you can see they're really not that keen on being there, you know. But they've come along because the little boy or girl wants to have a go. And then when they come back in afterwards, the mum and dad have got a smile on their face. And I've had so many come up to me and said, you know what, we weren't really that keen on coming, but we've really enjoyed it. And then they come weeks and weeks, you know, forever. Some people, we don't see a lot. We've given them litter pickers, and then you spot them out in the middle of nowhere. And we haven't seen them on the beach for years, but they're cleaning up their local street or the park or the glen or the mountain. It's just, I never thought this was going to happen, but what a fantastic legacy that particularly the education programme and the children has made.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, you think years and years ago, you used to have to put adverts out telling us to pick up our own litter.
That's right.
But there's something about this that has just captured people's imagination and has made them want to invest in it. What do you think that is? Why do you think on this island we are so invested in Beach Buddies?
I think that is what it's all about, being Manx and living in the Isle of Man. I think we underestimate how special this place is and how we all actually genuinely, although sometimes you might doubt it, but we actually look after each other. I think there's a strength in this nation which other people are watching around the world, which doesn't exist anywhere else. I think the Isle of Man is, because we're in the middle, almost exactly in the middle of the British Isles, you know, we are a sort of like a collection of Irish, Welsh, Scottish, English, you name it, Celtic nations, you know. People come here and they feel that they're welcome, you know. A lot of people go on holiday to other islands and they don't really enjoy it as much as when they come here. People actually say hello to you in the street in the Isle of Man. I remember saying hello to somebody outside a museum in London one day. It was just a lady sitting on a bench outside the National Gallery. I was going to see a Van Gogh exhibition. And she's sitting there, and the queue was slowly moving. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" She says, "What are you talking to me for?" And I said, "Well, I just sort of said hello." "Well, don't talk to me," she said. "We don't talk to strangers here." And I just thought, how sad. Mm. I mean, you know, there's me innocently saying hello to somebody like you do in the Isle of Man, like we all do. And I think we've taken that a little bit too much for granted over the years. I think the Isle of Man, why do people keep coming back for the TT? And why do people come here and say how much they've enjoyed meeting people? You go into a pub and people say, "Hi, how are you doing, boy?" Doesn't happen in Liverpool. Maybe in Liverpool, but not in many places.
Mm-hmm.
As cities in particular have become a little bit unfriendly over the years, so... Yeah, we should be proud of just being Manx.
And it's instantly recognisable, this sort of community element, isn't it?
Yes.
To the extent that you've also got now people coming over on cruises who book to work for Beach Buddies the time they come on the Isle of Man.
Well, and guess what? They make a donation as well. So, I mean, that's a first. And that was an idea that came from the cruise guys over here, Peter and Shona. They said, you know what, we'll ask them if they'll make a donation. It's only £5. And I suppose when you've paid £5,000 for a cruise, yeah, then £5 is not too much. But they willingly give a donation, and they come along. And we've had cruise ships, yeah. We've been doing that for quite a few years now, but that's been very successful, yeah.
Isn't it amazing when you think people have come on a holiday to see a lovely place, but there's something about this place that they're happy to go, oh, I know, we'll help clean it up.
Well, they were given a choice in the morning, you know, do you want to go to see Laxey Weel or Peel Castle, or would you like to go beach cleaning? And honestly, we've had thousands of people come beach cleaning from a cruise ship, and some of them are probably millionaires.
And you know, we talk about people coming here, but you have taken this message internationally. You've spoken to some incredible people over the years, sort of getting this message out there about beach cleaning.
We've been lucky, yeah. I suppose my background in media makes you understand that if you communicate and you've got a proper story to tell, then people will be interested. So, you know, I've been fortunate to be able to use that skill in the background to help promote what we've done. And yeah, true enough, the world is watching what's happening in the Isle of Man. I think too we should also appreciate that as a nation, the Isle of Man is much, much more special than maybe we take it a little bit for granted. You know, people are actually quite nice to each other, you know. We've got a fairly low crime rate, you know, and people are conscious of the fact that they live on a special place, you know. I think a lot of people, we all love to get away. I mean, I do, you know, you go for a trip away and get a few days away. But it's great coming back, and it makes you appreciate, you know, when you see the state of some of the streets and the roads and the hills in the UK, you know. I mean, even just across in Heysham, you know, when you get off the boat and you look at the side of the road and the junk at the side of the motorways, makes you realise that we've got something special over here, and we do look after the place, and we tend to, you know, I know you listen sometimes to the radio or you read the newspaper and you think, you know, things aren't too good, but my word, they are. Things are an awful lot better here than living, you know, if you don't like it here, as they say, there's a boat in the morning, but I don't think many people are getting on the boat. I think once you get here, you stay.
And maybe that's it, and you want to protect it. Hence
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think there's amongst the children in particular, we talk about how taking rubbish out of the environment protects animals in particular, and they get the message absolutely straight away. And sadly, there are some awful photographs of animals dying because of humans dumping rubbish. The ocean is full of plastic. I mean, in some parts of the world, it's unbelievable. How the animals survive, I have no idea. But children particularly get that message. And as an adult, I've always been taught to look after, you know, pets and animals and don't be unkind to animals. I think that's a very Manx thing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see that it's spread in that way. And the children in the schools get the message instantly. Instantly, they don't even have to think about it hardly. They just, the moment you tell them, they've got it. It's great.
It almost comes back to the very origin of Beach Buddies when you think it was one of your dogs that brought you a piece of plastic.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, how amazing. And the great thing is, I show this photograph of sadly, obviously, they're not here now 20 years later, but there's a couple of lovely photographs of the dogs with plastic bottles in their mouths coming, running up the job, up the beach, almost smiling and so happy to help, you know. It was a special moment when that happened, and who would have thought it would end up in a situation now where we've got a world recognized charity, which is people are following what we do, you know. And you think those little dogs, they were the start of it all.
Oh, bless their hearts. And became part of Beach Buddies very much so everyone knew the dogs as well.
Yeah.
And I wonder then, I mean, you talk about, you have obviously spoken internationally about it. Are there any other places or nations that have actually taken up the initiative?
Yeah, we've got the son of a very good friend of mine has set up a branch in Hong Kong with hundreds of volunteers. I mean, you can imagine Hong Kong is a massive place. And in terms of percentage, it's only a tiny little, but you know, they've got something active going on there. We've got people all around the British Isles. I'm really hoping that somebody in the UK government is going to get involved in trying to have a set up a situation where what we've done in the Isle of Man is replicated around the UK. around the coastline. And I don't think that's out of the question. Because if we can do it in a place, you know, let's face it, in the Isle of Man, we're fairly reluctant to get involved in things. And if we can do something like we have done here and then spread that elsewhere, then you never know what might happen. We've got lots of branches in the Lake District with schools and in Scotland. And we've been and travelled and given away litter pickers to schools and spoken in the schools. The Scottish Islands are very friendly towards us. We've got a good relationship with the Inter-Island Games organisation. So how nice would it be if we managed to get that to spread? And then why not the Commonwealth Games? You know, I mean, I just, the way I look on it is we've come up with a very simple, low-cost answer to a massive problem. Why can't we, as the Isle of Man, spread that around the world and set an example? Why not?
We've been the little test bed, really, haven't we?
I think so, and it works. You know, there's no illusion. I think it's very, very fortunate that I have a background in journalism, because from day one I've kept the statistics and also taken the photographs, you know. And I show photographs of Balaff Beach on the first event in January 2006. And I show a photograph of that beach before we touched it and then a picture of it afterwards. And people can't, but they think that's a fake photograph. Absolutely not. It was incredible, and it just shows you what can be done. If you think it's a hopeless situation, then forget that, because it's not, that's not the way it is. We can change things, and if this could go around the world, and I don't know why it hasn't, but I think people are skeptical these days, sadly. People don't believe what they hear on the news the same as they used to, but slowly we are getting there, and it's spreading around the world, and it's a great reflection on the people of the Isle of Man.
And it's also having an impact from the very outset of maybe making people think about their shopping as well and what they're buying, putting in their basket, because the whole plastic situation starts with what we purchase, really, doesn't it, and throw away.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried very hard to try and reduce packaging, and I think it is happening slowly in lots of places. I mean, you know, would somebody like Marks and Spencer listen to a little charity in the Isle of Man about, you know, reducing the amount of packaging? But the important thing is what we're doing here is, okay, it comes packed in plastic and wrappers and whatever. What we do with that afterwards is important. And clearly you don't throw it in the street, because it ends up down a drain and in the river and out to sea. And in the Isle of Man, we do have what appears to be a very responsible population. You know, I mean, obviously you're going to get people who do break the rules, and fast food containers, I'm afraid, we still see everywhere, but it's nothing like it was. Nothing like it. It's a massive difference. Mm-hmm. So there is hope. There is hope. Not just, you know, not just here. I think we've achieved great things here. And I love it when people come to the TT and thousands of people say some very, very nice things about what they think about the condition of the Isle of Man, how clean it is. And that's all down to the people. It's great.
Well, it started with one man and his dogs, Bill, to be fair, 20 years ago. And I suppose it does. We should definitely leave it on that, a message of hope. But I do have to ask you then, over those 20 years, what do you think you are most proud of when you reflect back on it?
I think the fact that people have trusted us and have joined in and given it a shot. You know, if you were sceptical, and I understand that that's the way the world is today, if you were sceptical, you think, you know, he's just telling a pack of lies. It's just media nonsense. But when you come on a Sunday morning to one of our sessions, or you join a company and they come out with us, or your children go to a school, and then they come along and we make it very simple and enjoyable and we have good fun. And like yesterday, we went out for the group from St. John's School on the beach of Kirkmichael, and they were asking all sorts of questions about the things that they found. And it gives you hope for the future, you know. So I think that's where we've scored, is that we're just honest with them. We do. This is a problem. But if you just treat it as something that's caused by a human, then a human can sort it out.
Well, from us and everyone on the Isle of Man and elsewhere, thank you for starting Beach Buddies 20 years ago, for keeping up with it, and long may you reign, Bill Dale.
Thank you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.